Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. When we, at the end of this half hour, we're going to have one of the questions you asked about the do-over, your do-over. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, we've got a spectacular guest, and I love our guest, if you will, for what she can provide in information. The autoimmune solution, prevent and reverse the full spectrum of inflammatory symptoms and diseases. Amy Myers, MD, her website, Amy Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, A-M-Y, obviously, M-Y-E-R-S, MD.com. When we broke, we were talking about the loosening of junctions in your gut and allowing large proteins to get across and causing autoimmune disease. Bridget, do you think this is common, and is there, Amy, a way of preventing it? And if so, what do we then worry about?
So I didn't doubt that was directed towards me or Bridget, but if that's for me, this is extremely common.
It is for you, Amy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So this is extremely common, and I see it in my practice day in and day out because I'm now at this point seeing vastly, you know, mostly patients with autoimmunity, although I will see a patient with any type of complaint whatsoever. But mostly I see autoimmunity. And with Dr. Fasano out of Harvard, his research about leaky gut states that you really have to have a leaky gut in order to get autoimmunity. It's really the gateway to health, and that is one of the factors that must be necessary in order to have autoimmunity. So again, in my practice, it's very, very common. What can you do to prevent it? The number one thing you can do to prevent it is to be born vaginally and be breastfed. This actually starts at birth or before, and coming down that birth canal and getting all the good bacteria and the prostaglandins to help seal up that gut. And then preventative is trying to not be on antibiotics. And then we can go into a whole host of other factors that I talk about in my book, including our diet and the food that we're eating. There's a lot
so
of research.
One of the questions we have, Amy, is there any difference between the natural bacteria that you would get with a vaginal delivery or breastfeeding and just taking a probiotic? Why can't we just take a mixture of probiotics and get the same protection that we would have from whether it's being breastfed or being born vaginally and doing other things?
Well, the research out there, I mean, of course, getting something naturally is always better than taking something from a pill, but there's a lot of research out there that's saying that our gut flora and fauna is really established by the age of 2 years old. And then, of course, we can do things to alter it. Our gut, just within 48 hours of eating a particular diet or changing your diet, can alter the gut flora and fauna. So probiotics are helpful, as are, in certain cases, fermented foods and prebiotics and things to help build the good bacteria and constantly fostering that, because we do know now our diet absolutely influences those bacteria, both in a good way and in a bad way.
So Mrs. O.D. has written in on our email line, and anyone can write in, by the way. It's udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and has said, do you then eat meat-free, that is, red meat-free, I assume she's meaning. And if so, how do you get your protein? And does it matter whether we eat meat-free or not?
I would say absolutely so. In my book, the first chapter is really my story and my story about autoimmunity. I actually became a vegetarian at the age of 14 and was a vegetarian for 27 years. And I believe that was one of the factors leading into my autoimmune disease. And I now eat essentially a paleo diet. So I eat mostly meat, vegetables, and a little bit of fruit, occasionally some grains here or there. But my book is really a paleo diet book. And if people, I mean, my book, the program in my book, I have a lot more information than just a diet. So in my book, if people aren't familiar with the word paleo, it's sort of back to our ancestors in the Paleolithic times before we became an agrarian society and growing grains and legumes and you know, and whatnot. So it's really eating meat, fruits, some vegetables, and if you're not on an autoimmune protocol, nuts and seeds.
Bridge, your question, and then we'll come back to the question I was asked.
Yeah, so the first question that I have is about gluten, because I think that especially after seeing a lot of my patients that have gone on to a paleo diet or cut out gluten, it seems that that is the first thing that helps them heal. Can you talk a little bit about gluten and the association with autoimmune disease?
Sure. So, I mean, most people think that this is just a fad and, you know, a growing industry of the gluten-free industry. And to some degree, for some people it might be, but for many of us, particularly those with autoimmunity, gluten really is an issue, and there is a lot of research to support this. Again, Dr. Fasano out of Harvard has done most of the research with leaky gut, the topic we had talked about, and says that gluten actually causes a leaky gut in everybody. But some people can, you know, our gut cells turn over every 24 to 48 hours, so they can just repair that. But nobody probably should be eating it. Some can repair, some can't. Those of us on the autoimmune spectrum, it really is a big problem. And people will say, well, wait, we've always eaten bread. Well, no, actually we haven't. Or bread is the staple of life, or the bread of life. And the bread that you and I are eating now, or I'm not eating it, but if you're eating bread, the bread is not the same bread that our parents ate, or even what our grandparents ate. It has been hybridized. So we're in the perfect storm right now. The wheat has been hybridized. There's a lot more gluten in the actual wheat. We've been able to deaminate it, meaning that it can be water-soluble. So it's in everything now, from shampoo to toothpaste to, you know, fake tuna sushi rolls or crab sushi rolls to your veggie burger to, obviously, bread. And we have these leaky guts from the toxins in our environment, the foods we're eating, the medications we're taking. So it's this perfect storm of it's not the same bread or wheat that our parents ate. We are eating lots more of it. It's hidden everywhere. And then we have leaky guts. And then you put those three things together, and this is a very, very inflammatory food for most people. I'm not going to say everybody, but for most people, and particularly those who are on the autoimmune spectrum or have an autoimmune disease.
We've been talking with Amy Myers. The book is called, in fact, you're going to have to help me with the name of the book, Amy, but I think it's called The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Diseases, Amy Myers, MD. The question we were asked is one for me, that is from your do-over book, why are social networks so important? And the answer, studies show that social networks have a viral and contagious nature. That is, we take on the habits of people around us. In short, your friend walks, you walk. Your friend eats donuts, you eat donuts. This may happen in part because of something you have in your brain called mirror neurons. When you observe the action of another, these neurons fire in your brain in the exact way they would if you were completing the action yourself. That's why you have this, and that's why you need to change your environment, change the people you associate with for a do-over. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We want to thank Amy Myers, MD, for a great...
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
to your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.